From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea has fired another missile over Japan. The Pentagon says an intermediate-range ballistic missile was launched from near Pyongyang early Friday. It flew over Japan's Hokkaido Island before dropping into the Pacific. Japan immediately condemned the launch and protested to North Korea, quote, with the strongest words possible. Tokyo's top spokesman said Japan can never tolerate this repeated provocative action by North Korea. The launch comes just days after the UN Security Council imposed some of the harshest sanctions so far against North Korea for its nuclear tests and its refusal to stop test-firing missiles. The North has threatened that the U.S. would pay a heavy price for the sanctions. Once again, North Korea has fired another missile over Japan. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the crisis currently facing the Rohingya Muslims may be the defining moment for Myanmar's civilian-led government. He spoke during a visit to Britain on Thursday.
And I think it is important that the global community speak out in support of what we all know the expectation is towards the treatment of people, regardless of their ethnicity, and that we must, you know, this violence must stop, this persecution must stop. It's been characterized by many as ethnic cleansing. That must stop.
Tillerson was questioned on U.S. support for the Burmese government in the wake of the attacks on the ethnic Rohingya Muslims. He said the military in the country should take the blame, but he said we should also be very clear and unequivocal to the military power-sharing government that this is unacceptable. This is VOA News. President Trump said Thursday he is, quote, fairly close to a deal with congressional leaders to protect hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from being deported years after their parents illegally brought them into the United States, but that any agreement, he said, must include what he called massive border security. He said, we're working on a plan subject to getting massive border control. He also on Thursday threatened to take action, unspecified, however, against Iran next month. He expressed continued dissatisfaction with the 2015 nuclear agreement signed by Iran and a group of world powers, including the U.S. He reiterated that it's a deal we should never, ever have made. In the Turkish capital, Ankara, the trial of two educators charged with terrorism has started. The defendants have been on a hunger strike for more than 5 months to protest their firing as part of a government crackdown after last year's failed coup. As correspondent Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, their hunger strike and trial has become a focal point of government opposition.
The Ankara courthouse, where Semih Ozakçı and Nuriye Gülmen are on trial for terrorism charges, was surrounded by a large security presence. Police outside the court prevented opposition parliamentary deputies from reading a declaration of support for the educators who are accused of supporting a prohibited left-wing group. Republican People's Party deputy Mahmut Tanal slammed the police presence. He said the situation is this. This is a police state, an authoritative fascist system that is at full swing. This fascist system will definitely be destroyed. Video released on the internet appeared to show riot police in the courthouse attacking supporters of Ozakçı and Gülmen. Critics claim the case against the educators is politically motivated. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The United States is responding to Russian propaganda with new media efforts aimed at countering, quote, Kremlin distortions with objective news. That's what the Broadcasting Board of Governors CEO John Lansing told a Senate committee on Thursday. He said he's seen a global explosion of propaganda and lies. He said the government agency he oversees is now actively countering that disinformation with facts. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.